Good evening or good morning, wherever you are in the world. This is the King David Fitness Podcast. And today we're going to talk about energy sources, particularly carbs and fat. So when you eat food, your body extracts energy from the food and, you know, produces ATP for the body. And ATP is the currency that our bodies use in order to live, to function, to breathe, to respirate, to renew itself. And that is essentially the purpose of us ingesting energy sources. So I'm not talking about protein, although protein can be converted into energy. It's really about the carbs and the fat. So what energy source do you run on, I guess, is the big question. And ultimately, that's a choice that we make every time we put food in our mouth. And so if you think that you're low-carb and keto, then what you really are is just a fat burner, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. Some great, you know, adaptations that your body will make, and it will benefit you. And in other cases, you're a carb burner. And there's nothing wrong with that either. That's just the chosen energy source that your body has adapted to. In either case, you can use a mix of the two. In some cases, so for the classic, it's sort of 40% of your calories coming from carbs and then 20% from fat, or vice versa. 40% fat, you know, like mostly fat, and then the other part carbs. In either case, you don't want to have them at equal ratings. And the reason why is because your body will not be able to use that properly. And if you do that with every meal, in some cases, if you're, you know, not going to be engaged in activity, it will... your body, let's just say you take in carbs, you know, you're going to have 20 grams of carbs and 20 grams of fat. But you're just going to sit around for a while, you know. Maybe it's at dinner, and then afterwards you're going to just sit around and watch a movie. You know, at that point, your body will preferentially use the carbs, okay, because it loves carbs. And so what will your body do with the fat? It doesn't even need to use it. So you have to think about that for a second. Well, if I eat that with every meal, you know, have these balanced, you know, quote unquote balanced meals, well, it doesn't really make sense. You know, you're sitting there and your body wants to use the carbs, yet you're not, you're also ingesting another fuel source. So your body says, okay, I'm going to use the turbo fuel and I'm going to save the regular fuel for later, right? So where is it going to save the regular fuel for later? We don't really pee the fat out. In fact, every cell in our body uses fat. There's a thin layer of fat that covers every cell. Every protein is covered in fat, especially that's how we pool around these lipoproteins in our body. And ultimately, you have to think about the energy source for the moment. So that's the way, that's the real way to think about it. So if you're about to eat a meal, and let's say that you haven't worked out today, but you are about to go and, I don't know, go to the mall and walk around, and you know, for the next, you know, the, you know, 2-3 hours, you're going to be busy. Definitely carb up. Have your carbs. There's nothing wrong with that. Your body will go and preferentially use that. But keep the fat down. Don't add any fat to it. So when you look at that carb meal, you're really looking at, you know, something like more pure carbs. So ultimately, energy source is about knowing the activity that you're fueling, providing the type of energy that you need, and then, you know, timing it at the right manner, or timing it so that your body will knows what it's about to do. So if you give it carbs, it knows it's about to do activity. If you give it fat, it knows you're just going to lay around. So in actuality, all things being equal, so if you normalized your protein, say you were having 150 grams of protein per day, and the rest you were going to get from carbs and fat, it actually doesn't matter as long as you hit the same calories. So essentially, let's say you're eating, 2,000 calories a day, and, just for argument's sake, you have 1,000 calories in protein every day. So the rest of the 1,000 calories can come from fats and carbs. If you just did fats all day long, that'd be just fine, okay? You'd probably lose weight or you'd probably gain weight depending on what your goals are. If you did 500 calories of carbs and 500 calories of fat, and you evenly spaced it out throughout all the meals in the day, that would not be smart, okay? Your body would get used to it. However, the carbs would be used first and then the fat. So at that point, you'd have to probably space the meals out further out. So in that case, you probably want to eat 3 meals, not like 5 meals or 6 meals. However, if you just maintain the calories, they would actually all just at the end end up the same. Anyway, so it's much better to use the carbs when you know you're going to have activity and when you're going to be up and running around. That's the main point. If not, stick with the fat. But remember that fat is very dense, carbs are 4 calories and fat is 9 calories. So make sure that if you're going to do the fat, add some vegetables or some salad or something to give it volume so you don't sit there and overeat. Anyway, that's all that we have for today. And remember, the journey is the reward. Peace.